Everything in the universe, you, me, birds, trees, the screen you're on, and even your thoughts and emotions, is vibrating. The universal law of vibration states that nothing is ever truly still. Everything is energy in motion, and your life is a direct reflection of the frequencies you're tuned into. Every crisis, every change, every moment of discomfort is an invitation to shift your vibration and step into a new reality. Universal law number 3. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Free Will. We are in the middle of our series, The 7 Universal Laws. So first, we need a little recap. Universal law number 1, the law of mentalism. Everything is mind. Everything is mental. Universal law number 2, the law of correspondence. Life is a movie projector. So your mind is the projector and life is the screen. Universal law number 3 is the law of vibration. This is that everything is in motion. I highly recommend to check out the last 2 videos because we're now starting to see a pattern here. We're starting to see how these laws are connecting with one another, after this one especially, and how they all make up the grand number 1 law, which is the first law, the law of mentalism. All of these laws are going to tie back to that and explain, okay, this is how the universe is. The universe is mental. Everything I think, every belief I am creating. So by knowing these laws, you'll be able to understand how to start aligning with using that ultimate power. Power of free will. Free will is choice. Your mind is creating your reality. The law of vibration explained. The law of vibration explains how everything in the universe is in constant motion. Even objects that appear still. Well, now it's still. Even objects that appear still are still moving. They're still vibrating. They're still vibrating at a molecular level. Think of it this way. We're going to now start talking about energy. Every atom is made up of protons, neutrons, and electrons. This is the positive, neutral, and negative energy. And start visualizing the atom. These charges are in constant motion, and they're constantly creating and generating energy. This means that everything, you, me, the sky, the chair you're sitting on, is energy manifesting in different vibrational states. Your thoughts, your emotions, and your physical state all influence the frequency you vibrate at. So I've talked about this in previous free will episodes where I talk about frequencies. You have the low frequencies, the high frequencies. You know, the high frequencies are those vibrations of love, peace, happiness, joy. And then it goes into the middle vibrations of worry, and then into the low vibrations of hate, fear, envy. So this is the scale, and we're all on frequencies and vibrations. So within this law, you start seeing the law of attraction. The law of attraction is connected here because we see high vibrations attract high vibrations and low vibrations attract low vibrations. It's not just about the good or the bad. It's actually about the speed of the vibration. So the emotion of good is love. The emotion of evil is fear. Okay, so love and fear are the good and evil. There are emotions that make up these frequencies. The good, the love, is at a high frequency. It's going like this, right? The speed is faster. The low frequencies, so the evil, which is fear, your emotion of fear, is slow. There's density in the frequency. We're going to explain this because once you're able to dissect exactly the speed of your frequencies, you are going to be able to start aligning. The faster your vibration, the more expansive. So think of it as up high. You're up high, you can see the world. But when you're on a low vibration and you're down here, this is where the more painful your experience can feel. Stick with me, because why does this matter? You are the creator of your reality. Remember the last law, that your mind is the movie projector, projecting the reality. I'm gonna give you a little metaphorical example. Section 2, the water cycle. Imagine a molecule of water, frozen. It's ice. It's solid, it's still, and it's dense. But when the sun hits, it starts melting the ice, and that molecule starts movement. This right there is change, right? The molecule went from ice to now water. So this is where we experience crisis in our life, because there's now been change in that molecule's life, right? Crisis is change. Now that water molecule is in a state of confusion. It's uncomfortable in its new form. It's no longer ice, so now it's forced to adapt to its new environment. This is what happens to us during crisis. Think about it. Something changes in our life. We have discomfort, but we're forced into it. There's nothing we can change. The universe is going to take you no matter what. You now are forced to adapt to it. But we resist that change because it's uncomfortable. Resistance only slows down the process, making it more painful. So back to the idea of what I was saying, that frequencies, the slower it is, the denser it is, the more painful it will be. Crisis will happen no matter what. The universe and the forces will take you with it, no matter what. So you can either resist that and make it more slow, more painful, or you can accept and expand. Going back to our little water molecule, that water molecule has now found its peace in a big lake. It's still water, but now it's more expansive. It's adapting, and now it's in a state of calm. And then as it evaporates into steam, goes back up into the air, it's more expansive. Rising into the sky, now as a cloud, it has a higher perspective, and now can see the world in a way that it never could before. Then eventually it rains, it turns back into water, hits the ground, turns back into ice, and the cycle repeats over and over again. The sun comes out, melts the ice, takes it back down. This is the cycle of life, the death and the rebirth, and we are constantly seeing it through us, nature, our environment, everything we go through. There will always be change. And this crisis, it's not your enemy. It's an invitation to expand. The faster you can accept change, the faster you can rise into a new reality. I hope that metaphor allowed you to visualize now the cycle of what we're talking about. The law of vibration is this change, constant movement. Everything is moving in the universe. Nothing is still. We're going to talk about now quantum physics and vibration. We're getting a little scientific. Quantum physics teaches us that everything in the universe is made up of atoms. So we talked about this earlier. These atoms are constantly vibrating because it is energy. It has those charges. And the speed of their vibration determines their density. Recap, the denser the atoms, the slower the vibration. So this is why rumination, constantly pondering about your pain, constantly pondering about the past, reliving the past over and over and over again, not accepting change, not accepting what the lesson out of that crisis was, why there was change. By not moving on and reliving the past over and over again, you are slowing down that process of change. So remember, that's the vibration. You're slowing that process down, making it denser. Now you're stuck in this slow and dense, painful, low vibration. But when you face that pain, when you reflect, forgive, accept, you speed up that vibration. You're not resisting the change. You're not resisting the universal force of change and crisis. You are allowing it and you're accepting it. So you're now speeding up with the universe. You become lighter now, more expansive. And now you're more aligned with the reality that you're meant to experience. So the universe is taking you. You can either resist it and make it painful while the universe is still pushing you this way, right? Still going, we're living in the present each day over and over again. If you're living in the past and you're resisting that, you're not aligned with your truest reality that you're supposed to be at. If you speed up and accept everything that the universe is throwing at you, you will now connect with that reality. Your brain is made up of electrically, I can't say that word. Your brain is made up of electrically charged neurons. Every thought you have is a charge, is a vibration. And just like a radio, you can tune into the broadcast that you want. This is where, again, the law of attraction comes in. A common misconception to this idea is that we are attracting things. But that is not true. What is actually happening is you're changing your consciousness to match that frequency. And that frequency attracts like frequencies. So your mind, universal law number one, mentalism, your mind is the power to attract you to those frequencies, to that reality. So then how do we apply this? How do you align with your desired frequency? It's simple but powerful. One, visualize your goals. See them clearly in your mind. Two, focus your energy on them. Pour your thoughts and emotions into that vision. Three, resonate with their achievement. Feel as if they're already yours. And then most people lack the final step, and that is action. Fearless action. If you combine your mindset and that step-by-step action, that is the recipe of creation. Because this is how you set up a vibrational match. You're not just waiting for reality to change. You're now actively participating in creating it with the universe. So when I was in Miami and I was in law school and this and that, and I wanted to learn how to day trade, I started taking action, the steps, by surrounding myself with people who traded. Where am I going with this? I didn't just visualize myself as a day trading expert and one day I just was. I visualized it, I focused on that goal, so much so that I had to take action. Was I confused and nervous at first on this whole new world of knowledge that I had no idea, the markets and the charts? Yes, of course, that's that crisis, that change, that discomfort. But you take that mindset and you do step-by-step actions that will align you to that frequency. I knew a guy that might know a guy that trades. Okay, first step. Then that guy knew about a good Discord channel for me to go on and learn. All right, step two. Then that Discord had a guy that owned a hedge fund in it. And he had a free course that he was teaching us all how to trade because he wanted us to basically work for him. All right, so I aligned my mindset with becoming a day trader. I took the necessary actions, and the next thing you know, I found myself understanding the market, having a whole computer system in place, and actually trading. Think about the people and places that make you feel good. Why do you vibe with them? Why do you like going there? It's because your frequencies match. If you're made up of atoms and it's energy and motion, and they're made up of atoms and they're energy and motion, you guys are operating on a vibration, and you guys are getting along and attracting one another, it's a match. And then think about the people and places that don't make you feel good. Not a match. And this is why people come and go in your life. Your vibrations are constantly shifting. Everyone's energy is constantly generating and creating new energy. Constantly having mindset shifts, constantly using the mind to make choices that are a vibration that then match a frequency. And we're constantly going through crisis and change, which then either makes us slower and denser or faster and more expanded. Take a moment to reflect. Who or what in your life no longer aligns with your vibration? What stage and chapter are you in right now? Just think about it. 5 years ago, you're probably in a completely new environment, talking to completely other people, completely new friends, new things you're doing. This life is in these little chapters. Now, what desires are you ready to tune into? If everything in the universe is energy, And this synergy vibrates at different frequencies. Every thought, emotion, and action emits a specific vibration that will resonate with a certain reality. The version of you that lives a life of abundance vibrates at a higher frequency to attract these experiences. So, if you have goals in mind, if you have desired realities, if you want to attract love or success, understanding that when I was using the day trading example of one, you have to have the mindset first, visualizing it, focusing on it, and resonating with the outcome, and then adding in those actions, you are aligning to those desired outcomes, okay? And that's with any little thing you can do, whether it's a small goal or a big goal. Small goals probably take a little shorter time and big goals probably take a longer time. But it is your mindset that creates that reality to get you there. If you want to attract success, money, love, happiness, you have to consciously put yourself in that frequency. Consciously tune into that station so you can attract those things on that frequency. If you're hanging around people and going to places and doing low vibrational activities, you are going to be attracting those low vibrational frequencies. How are you going to attract a frequency of abundance if you're currently on a frequency of lust? How was I going to learn how to day trade if I had friends that were all surfers and had no idea what day trading was? So how are you going to be successful and achieve your goals if you're still doing those low vibrational things around low vibrational frequencies and mindsets that don't attract those goals? And that was the long way of explaining something so simple. The law of vibration is energy. Everything is in movement. Everything is constant change. Your mindset and your thoughts, emotions, and physical state is going to align to that change, align to that frequency on those vibrations. Every thought is vibrating at a speed lower and denser and more painful, or a speed higher and more expansive and aligned. And it is your choice to decide which vibrations you want to vibrate at, because you're the one consciously putting yourself there. So remember that the law of vibration is not just a concept. It's another tool to navigate change and align yourself to your desired reality. You are the creator of your experience. Fudge, yeah, free will, mentalism, seven universal laws. You are the one who decides how fast or slow your vibration is at. So last recap, law number one. Mentalism, everything is mental. The universe is a mind. The universe is a mind. Two, your mind is the movie projector and you are projecting your reality. The screen is your life and you're projecting that. Three, everything is in constant movement and your thoughts, everything in here, then vibrates into a frequency that then attracts other frequencies. So we're starting to see the true creation of the mind, of mentalism. If this episode resonated with you, please like, subscribe, share it with someone that needs to hear it. Drop a comment below and let me know how you're going to apply this into your life. Keep vibrating higher, and I will see you guys next time when we go over law number four, the law of cause and effect. If you haven't checked out the last two episodes, go check them out. They are so important in following the Universal Law series. Everything is the mind, and free will is your power. Catch you guys next time.